Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people. Welcome, everybody. This is Paula Keoki. I'm CEO of Outward Media, and this is the Marketing Vanguard Leading Voices in B2B Innovation podcast. Today, we're fortunate to have Anthony Chiarvalho. He is the CEO and founder of Vallo Media, which specializes in social media, programmatic media, email marketing, all things digital. As an agency, all things digital. Welcome, Anthony. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Paul. I'm happy to be here.
Good. So we're going to dive. I was fortunate enough to talk to Anthony about a week ago and thought some of the things he's doing were interesting. So I thought he'd be worthwhile to be on our podcast. So we're going to jump right in here. So Anthony, where do you see the biggest growth opportunity in B2B marketing right now, especially for an agency like yours?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think, you know, it really comes down to what's old is new again, right? And so we talk a lot about an omni-channel approach and audience expansion and all these topics, right? But what it comes down to is, are you building a brand that people want to connect with? And that could be the brand for your agency or your service-based business, whatever it may be. You know, how are you connecting the dots between the challenges and the pain points that your potential customers are feeling and what you have to offer, right? And so when I say an omni-channel approach, a buzzword in the marketing world, what does that actually mean? It means that as a founder, as a CEO, or as an executive team, and as an agency or as a company, you need to show up on the channels where your audience hangs out, right? So it's different for every type of business. But let's use the example of my business, which is a digital performance marketing agency. For us, that's really important to be on channels like LinkedIn and to be out in the online ecosystem in the form of trade publications. And so having a really dedicated thought leadership strategy and approach is important, and visibility, executive visibility. So people buy from people, right? So as a founder, as an executive team, as a CEO, you need to be out there talking to people, posting on social media, generating demand for your services, but also showcasing your expertise and your thought leadership, right? So we talk a lot about demand generation. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that can be done programmatically through paid media, but of course, organically through social, through conferences, networking, podcasting, public speaking. These are all really important for service-based businesses that are trying to reach a B2B audience. And something new that we're experimenting with this year is gift-based outbound. So sending gifts, physical gifts in the mail to
the
your
mail.
Old school. Like I said, what's old is new again.
Yeah.
Sending gifts, but very personalized, not just sending a generic like Starbucks gift card. I get a lot of those from vendors that want to sell me, but actually doing the research to say, hey, what is important to this person? Really digging deep and saying, what is a personalized gift I could send this person? And maybe doing that in advance of a conference where they'll be attending. And I guarantee that's going to get you a meeting with that person. Innovative strategies in the sense that, hey, this is like snail mail, old school, but it's different. It helps you stand out. And it's something that we're starting to experiment with this year because the cold emails, the cold outreach, we've tested that. It doesn't always work that great. Trying to switch it up.
How do you cut through the noise? And I agree with you that the old is new again, because probably a decade ago, that was a big deal, sending things. And when you personally put the personalized touch versus, like you said, the Starbucks gift card, I know as the CEO of my company, I would pay attention to that. And I would, don't want to go so far as to say obligated, but
no, absolutely.
I would take the meeting.
I would too. And I have many times because you do feel a sense of obligation, but also you're like, you know what? That person actually took the time to really do something and think about and put some thought into it. So you do, you feel almost like, you know what? I'm going to give them the time of day. And we find that it works really well. So that's something we're going to be experimenting with a lot this year.
Very exciting. So given the emphasis on retargeting and programmatic, what methods are you using to ensure ad impressions aren't wasted on bots or irrelevant traffic, which we actually chatted about last week?
Yeah. For sure. And this is a really important topic because there's just so much fraud in digital advertising. There's just so much bot traffic and spams, and it comes from everywhere. It comes from Google, it comes from Meta and social media, it comes from programmatic. And marketers just need to be really good stewards of their media dollars, how they're being spent, and really looking behind the curtain to see, okay, what is the quality of this traffic that we're sending to our website? And so I came from the big agency world. I worked for Omnicom and WPP for many years. And there's a set it and forget it approach in many, because again, some agencies are so strapped for resources, they don't have the time or maybe even not the expertise to really look at this and see the traffic quality that some of these paid campaigns are driving. And sometimes the clients, they're not super educated on this stuff, so they don't know where to look. So they're celebrating, oh, we have a great click-through rate, CTR, we've got all this great traffic that's coming from Facebook. But if you look deeper and just go one level deeper to the site analytics, and that a lot of these clicks are spending less than 0 seconds on the website. And so that just tells me straight up that they're bots, they're spam, it's fraud. So there are ways that you can mitigate that. Number one is first just looking at it and knowing what you're dealing with, and then applying certain optimizations to then filter out that traffic. Maybe you're excluding the domains from your campaigns that are driving that. If you're executing programmatic, for example, on social, maybe you're conducting audience optimizations to filter out those line items within your campaigns that are driving the bot traffic. And so just being on top of that, I find many agencies, again, take that set it and forget it approach. They're not really spending the time to conduct daily, weekly, monthly optimizations to look at this data and then make decisions to then mitigate that fraud traffic. And of course, there's a lot of other things you can do. You could do website blacklists, you can do whitelists. But what we've found is the most effective is really just taking the time to understand your data, to look at the quality of the traffic, not just the quantity. So don't celebrate link clicks and CTRs just because Google and Facebook say it's good. Really look at that next layer of data to make sure that traffic is, number one, real, but number two, is it actually doing what you want it to do? Are these people doing what you want them to do when they come to your website? We could dig more into that as well.
So how are you accomplishing that right now? Are you digging into like log files and or is that predominantly it?
Actually, it's even could be simpler than that. Just looking at Google Analytics and looking at different types of conversions. So everyone's familiar with convert marketers for the most part are familiar with conversions. Maybe you make an online sale or a lead capture form, contact form, whatever it may be. Those are indicators and signals of whether this traffic is quality. Hey, are they actually filling out these lead forms for our business? And number two, are those leads actually qualified? So we had a client where they had an agency and they were sending them 500 leads per month, and they were saying, what a success it was, and this is so effective. Look at all these conversions that we're driving. But it turns out not a single lead was qualified. So that's another problem, right? So you have to look at the conversion data, number one. But number two, you have to go a step further and say, okay, yes, these people converted, they filled out the form, they did what we wanted them to do, but were they actually qualified for what we have to offer? Were they even a real person? That's number one. And then number two is like secondary conversions. So something that we use in our paid media campaigns across channels. This is paid search, paid social, programmatic. We look at behavioral conversion. So we look at not just whether a person took a desired action, because again, at the end of the day, 90% of people that come to your website, even from one of these paid ads, they're not going to take that conversion action. And it might require multiple touch points, have to have retargeting. So the idea is that, okay, we need another way to qualify these people with the understanding that a good majority of them are not going to convert on that first visit, second visit, maybe not even the third or the fourth visit. So that's when we look at what's called behavioral conversions. And those could be like time on site or scroll depth, number of page views. So that way we know we have an interested user and not somebody who's just not qualified at all for our service, or even worse, they're a bot or a spam piece of traffic. At the end of the day, you have to look at these different levels of conversions. And then it's all about sending that data back to the ad platforms. So having clean data and sending those quality signals back to the platform to then let the algorithm make optimizations. So that way you can reach more people like that. In other words, reaching more people that are qualified. that are spending maybe a minute on the website or more than 30 seconds, they're clicking through to multiple pages. That's going to be a signal that we want to send back to the ad platforms, and that's going to really help us zero in on those quality users and reduce the amount of bot and spam traffic.
Well, and I think to your point, nothing worse than a sales team getting a bunch of not unqualified leads. They're going to report back that the campaign was terrible. We didn't get any, these are horrible. We don't want any more of these leads because they're wasting their time. And one of the things I was impressed with in speaking with you is how much you really care about it, because there's a lot of folks out there that just, like you said, set the campaign and it runs and then did it work, but they don't do the deep dive. And
Right.
that's one of the things I was very impressed with you and your company about. When you do the domain exclusions and you go into a secondary or third, whatever campaign with your clients, do you see the lift after that? Does it get more qualified because you're monitoring that and adding those domain exclusions?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So that's one of the key optimizations that we'll do, at least programmatically. And we'll see immediate improvements in CTR. We'll see improvements in traffic quality. We'll see, for example, time on site might double even after 1 week of certain domain exclusions. And it is something that we're going in and just really just manually, again, it's manual work. Everyone wants to get the easy way out, right? But there are certain scripts and things that we can write to do this at scale, which we have done as well. But yes, we see tremendous improvement by applying these domain exclusions, by basically blacklisting the domains that have low CTR, that have low quality traffic. But having your tracking set up properly is important so that you can actually look and know which ones to cut out.
Awesome. So, question, if you had unlimited resources to optimize your marketing efforts, whether for your agency or your clients, what's the first area that you would double down on?
It's a good question. I would say I would invest in just video content and creating just a ton of content. I recently listened to a Gary V keynote. You should be creating 30 pieces of unique content every single day. I don't care what business you're in, what brand
Wow.
you are. Okay, like I get it. That's gonna absolutely probably move the needle for you. But it's also, okay, that's a lot of work. And what kind of team do you need in place to actually come up with all this content? Then of course you got to shoot it and you have to edit it, right? And he's really good about doing that. And it's obviously been tremendous in growing his agency to absolutely the size that it is today. But that would be, I would say, with unlimited resources, investing in great content, video content, and then pushing it out there organically, and then using paid strategically. Paid media is really good in the D2C world and the B2C. For B2B, you got to be careful because you could spend a lot of money and you could not get a lot of results. So I would say paid media specifically, as part of a broader integrated demand gen strategy for B2B, is the best way to do it. But it also depends on your business, right? We have a client, they're in the B2B space, but they're selling industrial products. They're selling 200,000 different products through their website to warehouses and hospital systems and hotels. So that's a different beast. They're investing $80, $90 million in paid search. Which is also, that could be a whole another topic of conversation about how effective or how expensive that can be. But for the most part, I would say with those resources, I would say the creative, the content, the messaging goes back to what we were talking about, thought leadership, right? Investing that money to launch a podcast, getting on podcasts, very similar to what I'm doing now, like PR, content marketing. What's called SEO is now search everywhere optimization, because it's so much more than just Google now. You have to optimize for AI and you have to optimize for social media because there's so many searches happening in these places as well. And so that's something that's really on our radar in terms of investments.
So speaking of AI, are you incorporating that into your campaigns? And if you are, how are you using it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we use AI in a variety of ways. We use different large language models like ChatGPT or Perplexity to just be a research assistant. It helps us research strategies. It helps us bounce ideas off of the engines to come up with different unique angles for campaigns. It's really helpful for iterating on creative concepts. So you can feed the model a bunch of information about a brand or about a specific marketing challenge or audience, and it can come back with different ideas and different copy to test. And we find that if you give it a very clear direction, so like prompt engineering is really important. If you can give it a very clear indication of what you want to do. Hey, I need to write a 30-second UGC style ad. We need a 3-second hook. We need this, we need that. And it'll give you a lot of really good scripts, which you could then pass along to creators and then let them riff off of that. Those are really effective uses of AI for creative development for paid media campaigns. And then, of course, we're using all the AI ad types that are now offered by the major platforms. Google, for example, offers Performance Max ads, which is their new AI ad type. It basically mixes and matches different images and headlines and descriptions and then releases those ads across their entire ecosystem. So YouTube, Google Display Network, they also release it across Gmail. Any Google platform, any website where there's Google ad code potentially has the ability to showcase Performance Max ads. And that's letting the AI choose everything. Now, there's a lot of, I think, disagreement in the industry over PMax. There's some marketers that are like, absolutely not. You have limited control over the ads. They like to have very tight control over things. But what we've developed is actually custom scripts so that we can have more control over PMax ads, where a lot of the old school agency guys that, you know, they don't want to touch it because they're like, it's just a black box. We don't know which combinations are driving the results. And so I understand those concerns. We found some ways around that, again, through the development of these customized scripts and solutions. And we found it to be a really effective ad type, actually. So I think there's still some confusion in the industry overall, but we've found that these ad types are very effective.
So if you compare, because I know like in our business, we'll compare, because we do a lot of email marketing, we'll compare using intent versus non-intent based. Find that it usually doubles using the intent on the response. Do you find if you've done a regular, so to speak, campaign and then use what you just mentioned with Google, do you see the lift?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Significant?
A significant lift, I think. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, that's a great point about the intent data. Having access to that data and understanding what the intent is behind a particular person or potential customer is really effective in driving that lift and that improvement in performance. We've seen it on PMax. We've seen it by using lists that are targeting customers that are in market. And that's also something that's really important, especially in the B2B space, because at any given time, there's maybe 5 to 10% of a target audience that is in market for your service. And then you have roughly 20% or so that are just never going to change. They have their service provider. It's who they use. It's a friend. It's a family member. They've been with them forever. They have no intentions of changing. But then you have 70 to 80% of other people that are just in this sort of zone of indifference. And so it's like, how do we convert them? How do we get them knowing about us, thinking about us, and making sure that we're top of mind as a service provider? And that's really what it comes down to, is how are we moving the needle with that particular group?
And I would think you probably have a lot of case histories and proof statements.
Yeah.
How does anybody get a hold of you, Anthony?
Yeah, they can reach out to me on LinkedIn or visit our website, valomedia.com. That's valomedia.com. And they can have a free paid media audit too, if they're like just to take a look at their campaigns.
Do you want to give your email address?
Yes, anthony@valomedia.com. Nice and simple.
Okay. And you get you said it's a
free paid media audit. Yeah. Yep. That's something that we do for potential clients. We're happy to just look at their paid media campaigns, whether it's Google or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever it may be, and just give our honest assessment and say, hey, these actually look really good. You guys are doing really well. Or, hey, here's some opportunities for improvement. It looks like there's some missed opportunities to basically get better performance and better results from your campaign.
And you can't get beat free to see if you can do better, right?
Exactly. There's no harm in taking a look to see.
Okay. Anthony, you've been a wealth of information today. I greatly appreciate your time. And people, look him up on LinkedIn, go to Valo Media and get a hold of Anthony to get that free analysis. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.